state as well. Israel is encompassed within the term Israel, but in the
Bible, word Israel means the Jewish people. It's between Orlando and Tampa.
That's what I'm going to focus on. Here's what we can
do. It's about Hebrews 9:27. I've heard a lot of people use that interpretation and say that once a person dies, that's the final judgment, and that kneecaps or invalidates the doctrines of faith. It makes an exception, makes another gospel for the infants, the babies. But I look at Hebrews 9:27, and that word looks to me like it could be translated as non-final. And that's important for two reasons. One, it creates another doctrine, another gospel. And secondly, women have called in and said, you know, I don't like killing my baby, but if it really is treated as a shortcut, and Michael has said that, then killing my baby would be preferable than to allowing him to grow up. And for those two reasons, Hebrews 9:27 must be interpreted correctly, and I need Michael's help. It's a hard question, but I'm not trying to trick anyone. He has told me personally that it's kind of hard. He wants a little more time, and if he doesn't feel like taking it, I won't be mad at him, but I will be disappointed. But I'm not trying to trick anyone because I don't know the answer, and if I don't know the answer, I'm not trying to blame anyone else. I think I know the answer, but I don't know the answer. And if we get wrong, there'll be more women killing their babies to send them to heaven because they think there's a shortcut when there's not a shortcut. They're going to make a new gospel, even though the Bible clearly says everyone's going to get a fair shake and the babies probably will go into the millennium. We don't know that that's the case, but just because we don't know what happens, that does not give us license to add the word final in there when the original Greek could be a non-final judgment. Michael knows, you know, that you know, even though you don't have the authority to say it. I think I know, but we don't know for sure, so I need Michael's help to save those babies and have the gospel not be another gospel.
Israel that doesn't believe, they are loved because of the patriarchs, because of the covenants that God made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God will not cease to love his people. He is passionate about them because God's gracious gifts and calling are irrevocable. So just remember that God still loves Israel.
I'm Lee Reese. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed.
If you would like to be free from the weight of sin by receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or maybe...
Hello?
Hi, Gordon. Thank you for calling Open Line.
Yeah.
Hi. Michael Slager called, but he said that that's just a discussion that he doesn't want to have, so he told me to let him hear that.
Is it too? I'm sorry if my question is too hard. What would be better, to email or what? I mean, does he not know the answer? And if he's confused, don't you think maybe we should put it on the air even more to ask for other people help? I mean, women are killing their children because they think there's a shortcut. And if there's a way we can prevent that by could he look at the actual Greek and see what the actual Greek in Hebrews 9:27 says? I mean, like, I don't know the answer, and I'm like, I mean, if he doesn't know, I'm sorry that the question was too hard. I'm not trying to get anyone with a hard question or trick them or beat the preacher because I don't know the answer. What can I do to find the answer? And what would happen if it was put on air and we tried to solve the problem and seek outside help? If we don't do this, a lot more babies are going to die. There could be an infant altruistic suicide that could happen. It would be a moral tragedy. And who's to say that they wouldn't blame Michael? And I don't want that. Michael's my friend. I don't want him blamed for some woman killing the child because he told him that was a shortcut. What am I supposed to do to get my question answered? You know, you guys, pray for him to be stronger and get on air and ask Eva for help, or what? What exactly would you like for me to do? Would you like for me to switch places with Michael if the question's too hard? Maybe he can ask me, and I can give my take on it. I mean, what can we do? If he said any questions, welcome. He clearly said that. I don't know the answer to this question. I think I do. Lives are on the line, but I don't know. What can I do to get the question looked at? Even if they don't know the answer, at least I can find out. And if he doesn't know the answer, then the answer could be that it's not. Then the final judgment is not mandated, and that would leave the door open for the millennium, meaning the babies could enter the millennium, which is what a lot of people think. But if he thinks that final judgment is moved by the original Greek, I'd like to know why. I'd like to know what Michael thinks. What does he think about it? What do you think about it?
He simply said that he won't take the question. He did. That's what he said.
Well, I mean, I'm Gordon. Who are you? What am I to do?
He simply said he won't answer the question. There might be a pastor or someone, but that's what he was. He told me, and I have to follow what the host says.
So okay. Would it be all right to email him privately if it's too embarrassing or too hard? I don't want to embarrass anyone.
It can come through and then.
I tell you what I'll do. I'm not trying to stump the preacher. I'm just confused and want some clarification. Of all the people, all the politicians in both parties are bad. Of all the people, at least Michael and his wife would be able to help me. I tell you what, I'm going to do what you say. I'm Gordon, and who are you?
Hi, thank you for the producer here.
My alarm clock's rolling off. If this is not looked into right, you're going to have more people. The infant people killing their babies is pretty common because they say the preacher told me that was a shortcut. And if it's not, and I don't believe it is, then we need to use Bible. Don't just say thou shalt not kill. You shouldn't kill, but if it can go to heaven, then the eternal things are important. I don't want Michael to have it on his conscience that he persuaded some woman that was a shortcut when in fact it's not. Michael is my friend. I don't want anything bad to happen to him and for him to have that on his conscience. So you're recommending then, if it's that hard of a question, and I apologize. Matter of fact, I really feel bad about this. Matter of fact, I even had a dream that I was going to be apologizing for the hardness, and then now the dream is coming true. That was bizarre. Yeah, but look, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to email the question and say that I apologize for the hardness of the question. Here's my question. Just give it your best try. Would that be okay?
There's something you can do. I can't speak beyond that, but if you want to email, that's certainly something you can do.
If it's too hard, would you like me to talk to you about it? And he needs help. Would you like me to give you my number so he can talk to me about it? I never thought this would happen.
I don't want to cut you, but I have to get back to the program.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I don't want people killing babies because Michael told me that was a shortcut.
God bless you. Thank you.
I'll pray for you guys. I really am praying for you guys. This is bizarre. Oh, my God. This is bizarre. Well, there's that.